U.S. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld says America's armed forces have become more agile and more capable, but the wars the U.S. is fighting cannot be won only using military force.
We need to find ways to win the ideological battle as well, to convince people who might otherwise be attracted to the message of violent extremism that there is a better way of life, and that free political and free economic systems are forces for good in the world, which indeed they are. Not, as the enemy would suggest, responsible for the plight of people who have needs and hopes and aspirations that are as yet unachieved.
Rumsfeld adds that every effort to demonstrate the depth of America's compassion and generosity, like the current U.S. effort to aid in mudslide recovery efforts in the Philippines, is an important step in the war on terror. The Pentagon recently admitted it was using another tactic to win hearts and minds, paying for positive news coverage in Iraq. Last Friday, Secretary Rumsfeld said he had ordered that to be stopped. But when he was asked about it at a Pentagon briefing Tuesday, he said he had misspoken.
It was put under review, and I don't have knowledge as to whether or not it's been stopped. I do have knowledge that it was put under review, and I was correctly informed, and I just misstated the facts.
Meanwhile, the chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Peter Pace, says the emergence of democracy in Iraq is proving to be an effective tool in the battle against insurgents there.
Difficult to know specifically how many insurgents still remain. What is knowable is that the more and more Iraqis who believe that their government will provide a future for them that will be beneficial for them and their families, the fewer and fewer will feel a need to accept payment, so to speak, for attacking.
The Deputy Director of Plans and Strategy for U.S. Central Command, Brigadier General Mark Kimmett, says right now the military is doing most of the work in the fight against al-Qaeda and other terror organizations with ties to it.
To defeat this enemy, it is far more than simply the military. It will take a network, interagency network, international network, that brings together the Department of the Treasury, brings together the State Department, brings together all the intelligence agencies, bring together all of our law enforcement agencies, so that we can develop a network both here in America and internationally to fight this network and defeat this network.
General Kimmett says the U.S. needs such a strong network to fight against the al-Qaeda network, which he says is transnational, borderless, and is not bound by any rules. Amy Katz, VOA News.